God of glory appeared to Abraham, our father. Called him out to a land not his own. Gave no inheritance, not even a footstep. Yet promised a seat and a throne. The patriarch sold Joseph down into Egypt, but God was with him and gave him wisdom. Raised him up over all of the kingdom. Turned envy and evil to glory again. You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in ears and hearts, you always resist the Holy Spirit. Just as your fathers did, you also do. You walk in the ways they inherited. Moses was learned in the wisdom of Egypt, mighty in word and deed. Seeing his brethren suffer wrong, he rose to defend them, but they would not follow his lead. Who made you ruler and judge over us? They pushed him away from their sight. So he fled to the land of Midian, where God called him by a bush, a burning light. With our fathers was the tent of witness, set by the pattern he showed, given by God through Moses' hand, where his presence would go. Carried with Joshua into the nations when he drove them out before. Given to us in the days of David, a dwelling they sought for the Lord. But Solomon built him a house in the land, yet the Most High does not dwell in temples made by men's hands, as the prophet has spoken well. Heaven is my throne, the earth my footstool. What house will you build for me? All these things my hand has made, so declares the majesty. Which of the prophets did you not persecute? They spoke of the righteous one, the one who came. You betrayed and you killed the holy and chosen son. You received the law by angels, yet would not walk in. Now you stand in the same rebellion, still turning your hearts away. You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in hearts, you always resist the Holy Spirit. Just as your fathers did, you also do. See the heavens open wide, the Son of Man standing there at the right hand of power and glory, but you refuse to hear. Lord, receive my spirit. Do not hold this sin against.